Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Is your body yours to do with as you see fit? Or does it belong to the Lord? Should he have something to say and a right to say how he wants you to be and what he wants you to do with your body, what he does not want you to do with your body? Now, previous verses, he talked at length about not using your body for fornication. We live in a world that's deceived and confused. And they'll tell you, well, you know, God gave us a sex drive, and that's what these bodies are for. No, the Bible very plainly, just a few verses back, said the body is not for fornication, but it is for the Lord. Amen. My body is first and foremost made and exists to serve the Lord. Is that right? That's why I have eyes to see for the Lord. That's why I have ears to hear for the Lord. Right? That's why I have a tongue. I shouldn't use my tongue to hurt people or to curse or to blaspheme God. I should use my tongue to tell you about God, amen, about his word. What should you use your tongue for? Same thing. Tell people about God. Amen. Be a good witness. Speak blessing and not cursing. My hands, I shouldn't use my hands to roll them up in a fist and break your nose, but to open it up and lay hands on you. Right? Much better use of a hand. Right? Amen. Shouldn't use my foot to kick you. Amen. But use my foot to walk and go places and do the work of God. Amen. Amen. Amen? Everything that we are and everything that we do, we should do unto the Lord. Yes. And to His glory and unto His service. Everything, all things were created by Him and for His pleasure. Right? Yes. They are created. Amen. Said out loud, I delight to do God's will, and I do always those things that please Him. Now that's with your body, with your mind, with your spirit, with your mouth, with your money, with your talents. Verse 20 said, for you are bought with a price, bought and paid for. When you buy your car and pay for it, whose car do you think that is? Yours. Yeah. Well, the Lord bought and paid for you, didn't He? Yes. You belong to Him. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. How many believe you that the list goes on there? Yeah. And in your finances and in your marriage. And in your job, right? Yes. Well, turn over to the 9th chapter, please. 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, or other translations say disqualified. Now here is a man, the Apostle Paul, who knows God well, who has had visions of the Lord Jesus, been caught up to the third heaven, got revelation that fills much of the New Testament, and yet he says, with all this faith and with all this anointing, with all this revelation, he said, I have to keep this body under control. Because if I don't, I could wind up rejected and disqualified. Well, then that means all of us have to control this body. Right? Because if you don't, it can disqualify you. It can rob you. If you don't control your flesh, it can cost you your health. It can cost you your sanity. It can cost you your marriage. It can cost you your honor, your credibility, your ministry. Right? If you don't control your body. Now here's what we must understand. When we were born again, it was the man on the inside that was recreated, not the man on the outside. Right? The day after you got saved, the day after, inside, you're a new man in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. New creation, new creature. But outside, same body you had before you got saved. Right? Body with the same nature as Joe Sinner down the street that hadn't got saved. Right? And your body will want to do some of the same things it did before you got saved. People don't want to talk about this. But friend, it wasn't your body that got recreated. Right? If you looked in the mirror the day after you got saved, you noticed that you looked very much like you did the day before. Now you felt differently. And you're different on the inside, but the outside, you are the same. And that's why you must, the man on the inside, he said, I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection. Then the man on the inside, the recreated man, must control the outer man. Right? All of its appetites, all of its desires, even the most holy man or woman of God, has found thoughts or feelings that have come to them that were not right and not holy and not pure. And even the most committed man or woman of God has been pulled and been tempted with things concerning their flesh. But here's the thing, friend. It is not a sin to be tempted. Did you hear me? Jesus was tempted. I think that's something many Christians don't think about. Was Jesus ever tempted? The Bible, the scripture said he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. What does that mean? He controlled himself, didn't he? He didn't give in to the temptation. He was tempted. For instance, in the, when he was out in the wilderness for the 40 days and nights. And the enemy said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones that they be made into bread. Was he tempted to do that? Sometimes people don't like to think about this. Was he tempted to do that? The Bible said he'd been out there for 40 days and hadn't eaten and he was hungry. Very hungry. Was he tempted to do that? Was his flesh pulling on him? Yeah. But was he able to control his flesh? I said, no. You're hungry. It's okay to eat, but you're not supposed to be led by the devil. Is that right? Now, let's look at this just a minute further. Go back to the 8th chapter here. No. Where were you to start with? 9? Go back to 6. Go back to 6 where you were. Let's do it like this. 6 and verse 11. He had talked about, verse 9 talked about people who are fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind. That's homosexuality. Thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. Verse 11. And such were some of you. But you are washed. Yes, amen. But you are sanctified. Amen. But you are justified. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Not just forgiven, cleansed. Yeah. Washed. Amen? Amen. Made pure and holy. Yeah. What was powerful enough to do that? The blood of the Lamb. All things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient or profitable. All things are lawful for me, but what? I will not be brought under the power of any. Did you hear that? I will not be brought under the power of any. Now see, that's the thing. Is it a sin to eat when you're hungry? No, it's not. But is it wrong to be out of control? Yes, it is. Can you not see this has been the undercurring theme throughout this entire teaching is about being in control of the flesh. Right? It's not about losing a few pounds or a lot of pounds or gaining some if you want to gain or, you know, not just not eating cookies or Coke. It's actually can be more challenging to eat a half cookie than no cookies. Is that right? Somebody said, why'd you go there, Brother Keith? Now, you got to be honest with yourself. And if you can't handle half a cookie, then you just stay away from the cookies for now. Right? But you want to get to the place where you can eat one bite out of the cookie and throw it away. Somebody said, oh, that's wasteful. Now, that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. So glad you mentioned that. Because we got to talk to you about that. This cleaning the plate thing. You must get delivered. You must get delivered from cleaning the plate. Why do you have to clean the plate? Why do you have to clean the plate? Anything in the Bible about cleaning the plate? Somebody said, well, you said concerning, you know, the feeding of the multitude and loaves and fishes, gather up the fragments. He didn't say eat all the fragments. Nothing said about eating the 12 baskets left over. In all likelihood, that was that little boy's harvest. Off of the seed, it probably belonged to him. It was his seed. But nothing was said about one person, you know, eating all that. No, no. It's a poverty spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Standard, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R206. That's R206. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.